Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, it is I, the original Dansky, and you are listening to another episode of the Unknown and Unexplained. If you're just listening on our podcast, just to let you know, we do have a Instagram page. I'm actually live on it right now. That's one thing we're gonna start doing here. It's gonna be really fun. So getting right into it, today we're going to be talking about the shadow government. Yes, it's the big brother that we all know is there, but we go through our day-to-day, we don't really think about it. Until one day when a British IT guy, a hacker, like now we know him as a hacker, if he'd never come out with this information, he probably would have remained just this guy that was really good with computers. But Gary McKinnon actually hacked the NASA database and actually tells us that there not only are there UFOs, like that was the one part was the UFOs, and everybody's like, so it's like, well, yeah, Dan, we know there are UFOs, we know the government's hiding it. It's like, okay, well, that wasn't the really big part of what McKinnon found. What he found that was really wild was that there are actually fleets of ships in space that are actually, like, we have rosters of these people. We have military rosters, officers' rosters, and fleet-to-fleet transfers. So there's a fleet out there being operated by people under our government, and it's operating just like any other fleet would that you would expect. There are officers that are trained to be in charge of enlisted personnel, and as the need arises, they're probably transferred ship to ship to take on various positions for officers, since there are, obviously there's less officers than enlisted men, you would assume. But then again, you probably wouldn't expect this fleet to be extraterrestrial. You wouldn't expect it to be off-world. And I know a lot of people are already like, whoa, man, like, we've just gone from one dude hacking computers to the possibility of not only alien life floating out there in space, but our own ships. Lot to take in, and there was a name of the Solar Warden is the actual name of this project, and it had 8 cigar-shaped UFOs, which is prevalent in a lot of the pictures he said he saw. And now that you think about it, you're wondering, was he looking at extraterrestrial ships, or was he looking at stuff that our government built? And then we have 43 scout ships. And a lot of people are like, that's crazy. How could you do that and not have us know about it? So I'm going to go a little bit back. I'm going to go back before NASA, right after Roswell, when we were starting to really get into ballistic missiles and the ability to actually send stuff into orbit, the days of like Sputnik. The U.S. Army Ballistic Missile Agency, the ABMA, actually organized a task force called Project Horizon. Now, this is where stuff gets really, really wild. Okay, the Army came up with this plan to build a permanent base on the moon, a permanent military installation with 12 soldiers on it, and it would have up to 42 Saturn missiles, and it would also have base defenses like any other military base, and it would be powered by for I wrote it down because it's so much, there is so much detail. Like, they really, it was four nuclear reactors, and they would have these unguided Davy Crockett, which is a wild name for a unguided recoilless nuclear warhead, the Davy Crockett. You gotta admit, that's a pretty cool name. And Claymore Mines surrounding this place. And this report came out in 1959. And a lot of people out there that know that we have this stuff out on the moon, we have this stuff orbiting the Earth, a lot of them think that we started doing this with Ronald Reagan. Which, that would be accurate on some projects, but we started the idea of putting military installations on the base way before we had NASA, during the times of Eisenhower, when we were just getting over World War II. And that's because we had the rise of the Soviet Union, and we needed locations to be able to conduct surveillance. That was like the official reasoning. The real reason is, in 1947, a UFO crashed in Roswell, New Mexico. We reverse engineered that technology and we used it to actually build fleets of ships. These are actually our vessels. They're black projects. And I know you're starting to think, all right, Dan, you're going way off the reservation, but it's actually not as far-fetched as you would think. Think about it. If you were a government and you wanted to test weaponry that the public would probably deem inhumane, you would obviously want to test this stuff far from their eye. Even if they didn't think that, you wouldn't want them to have an opinion anyway. So you would be testing this stuff as far from the human eye as you could. And back in World War II, it was the deserts of New Mexico and whatnot. And we would test our nuclear weapons there. But after Roswell, when we acquired this technology of anti-gravity and this new propulsion technology and these new types of ability to have power generated sources that we couldn't even imagine, because they tell us that Eisenhower killed this project, but they explain that the resources to do it just weren't there. This is something we hear a lot from the government as far as black projects. Something will be presented and then they'll come back and say, oh, we didn't do that. It turned out we didn't have the technological means to do this. But do you really think they'd tell you they built it? If it was truly a secret like Roswell, you would never know. Even the president wouldn't know about this stuff. Members of the leadership, the cabinet that are appointed members of the government, would not know about this, because you have to remember, these people are temporary employees. They do not need to know these projects. These are ongoing projects that have been going on for the latter half of 70 years. And now Gary McKinnon goes online and he sees that not only are there photos of these UFOs, but we have listed ships in areas outside of our planet. Not just ships, but rosters of the officers commanding these ships. Rosters of them being transferred to different ships. It is an operating military arm that we don't even know about. And people are like, well, Dan, they couldn't get away with it. Really? How would they not get away with it? How would they not? Are you going to go to the moon and actually check? So How would you know they didn't? All of your information is based off of what they tell us. And if you're, and yeah, a lot of people look at the moon, but you can't see the dark side of the moon. And there's certain parts of the moon you just can't see. The moon does not rotate. So if you put this, say, in a crater that didn't get sunlight and you couldn't see Earth from there, it would never be seen. And there's already a lot of people out there that say there are weird stuff going on the moon. Now you're probably thinking, one report, one thing, they said all kinds of crazy stuff, but this is not an isolated report. This isn't just one thing. Before that, in 1958, the Air Force had something called Project Lunex, which was the Air Force's plan to build an underground base on the moon. The Department of the Navy wanted to build a base on the moon. There were a lot of people wanting to build stuff on the moon, and a lot of people think, well, we don't have the technology. But if you're a person that reads history carefully and knows the details of Roswell, you know the details of what actually happened, then you know we have this technology. I mean, the S4 installation that Bob Lazar tells us about, and there's a lot of people out there say, well, Bob Lazar is a liar. He's been proven to be a liar, and all of that stuff isn't true. Well, let me tell you something. There's a lot of things that Bob Lazar said was true that at the time we couldn't prove, but has come out as being fact. And we don't hear about it because people don't want to know. Which brings us to the biggest point in this. There is a shadow government out there. The black budget, we don't even know what the black budget is. And that's the whole point of the black budget. We have all these things, and even the director of Skunk Works, who built the spy planes that we used, told us that we had so much technology wrapped up in black projects, it looked like Star Wars. Ironically, which was the name of Ronald Reagan's program in the 80s, which a lot of people think that was the jumping start to space age weaponry, but it wasn't. And we have the evidence here that says that we've been planning to do this ever since we found rocket technology in Germany. This has been a plan because we've always tried to be on the cutting edge of defense technology. The military-industrial complex that Eisenhower actually warned us against is truly what is making this happen. And there are a lot of wars happening in this country, within it and outside of it, that have been propagated to be something they are not. And this all comes down to a shadow government being in control. There is a control behind the government that we know. There's something else pulling the strings here. And we see it. We see it now, probably clearer now than we've ever seen it before. We're beginning to see the shadow government rear its head and taking control, first by actually dividing us, stripping us of our history, and making us hate each other, which is really sad. In a country that is world renowned for its tolerance and acceptance, we hate each other. And only a shadow government with plans of doing this ever since the end of World War II. Power has been conglomerated within these people, these secret government that believes it knows what is best for us. And that's probably what Gary McKinnon right here stumbled onto. And that's why they wanted to put him in prison. It would have cost $6 billion to build this installation. Do you really think our government would have had an issue spending $6 billion? If you know Iran-Contra, if you know Nicaragua, if you know Roswell, if you know these things that our government has partaken in, then you know it's not beyond them to do this. And it was supposed to be operational by 1966. And a lot of people say, well, man didn't walk on the moon till 1969. How would we know that if they didn't tell us? Could there have been two space agencies, the NASA that we all know and love, and then another NASA that is actually a military arm with vehicles outside of our planet, actually doing what we only dream about with technology we can't even comprehend? Maybe that's the things we see in the sky. Maybe it isn't extraterrestrial. Maybe it's our own government out there testing new vehicles because of discoveries it's found from crashed objects. We already know our government finds crashed objects and retrieves them. The incident in Mexico where the Mexican military found that object and then they died, the CIA had already planned to go in and take it. We had a team ready. And if in, I believe it was, I forget the name of the location in Mexico, but there is radar data. Another plane crashed into it. There is proof that this happened. A lot of us choose to look the other way because it's so much to take in to realize that our government is lying to us about something that is so huge. But is it really that hard to believe they wouldn't tell us? Do you really think they trust you with this information? We are living in a hierarchy that right after World War II, we actually published data that said that by this time we're living in, we would have agents so embedded into the news organizations and the newspaper print organizations, the editorial staffs, into the all the major corporations, that the government would be able to maintain some kind of control. And we learned that from the Nazis. We learned it from other governments. And that is, and that's what governments do. They learn from other governments. They either learn from their mistakes and suck the benefits up from it and try to use it in their own way. That's what Project Paperclip was. If you're going to say I'm wrong and that we don't do that, you're talking to a person that has read many books about the scientists that we brought back who used slave labor, I'm sorry, to build this stuff. Werner von Braun used slaves to build his rockets, and he's praised in the United States as the father of rocketry, the father of NASA. Unbelievable. One thing that we've been seeing a lot of are the black triangles, which now, doing the research for this podcast, there's actually a triangular spacecraft that has a patent that the U.S. Air Force was testing that is called the TR-3B. And you can Google it and look at it. And it looks, if you look at the objects from the Belgian Wave, when there was a flop in the Belgian Wave, and all these sightings were happening with triangular UFOs, if you put them up next to each other, they look exactly alike. It is the same craft. And the Belgians actually came to the United States and actually asked, hey, is this your stuff or is it not? Because if it isn't you, it must be aliens. And we told them, no, it's not us. yet these plans exist. These plans exist. I looked at them myself. These plans are real. Unbelievable. It's you know, it's in a way it's hard to accept, and then in another way, it's not surprising. And if you're gonna tell me that there's no more evidence to space-based weaponry, I've got two pieces of evidence left in the last 5 minutes of our podcast here. The last five. First, the Chelyabinsk. I had to take a second and say it's in Russia. The Chelyabinsk asteroid, which exploded in midair, and they want to tell us that it blew up because it hit the atmosphere, but it was already in the atmosphere. So already your science is flawed because you're telling me that it happened before what I'm looking at. And out of nowhere, and you can watch the video on this, it gets super bright and this thing just explodes. Blows out windows, car alarms go off, lots of damage, but it doesn't hit the ground. A lot of people are curious, was there something else stopping that asteroid? And I got another one that's even better for you. The STS-48 space shuttle mission in 1991, the video actually shows objects floating around. They're moving, and then you see this one thing come up from the Earth's surface, and then there's a flash, and these things moving this way just turn and go. And they want to tell us that it was a thruster, but before the flash, you can see certain things moving in ways that it would have been impossible for it to move that way if it was not under its own intelligent control and propulsion. And we didn't get that from NASA. We got that from astronomers that were actually monitoring the NASA feed. Now, you can look at this evidence and you can say it's been faked, it's been doctored, it's not real, this is a fantasy, it's a conspiracy theory, it's a crackpot idea, but take a moment, look at the history of your government, look at all the things, especially in 1947 forward, that we begin to see this explosion in technology. We also begin to see this new secrecy of our government. It's not the open government it was before. Now it is a controlling, quieting government that does not want you investigating certain things. It does not want you to know certain things because simply you don't need to know. The National Security Act didn't exist until 1947. In 1947, Truman signed the National Security Act, which meant that some things you didn't need to know because of national security. Maybe that happened because of Roswell. Personally, I think it did. And it makes sense with all the other things we see as we look at all the evidence over all the time. So next time you're outside and you think you see something in the sky, remember, it may not be an alien, but it may be a person just like you. Another soldier, a sailor, perhaps, cruising in the stars among the unknown and unexplained. Thank you so much for listening. I am the original Dansky, and I hope you enjoyed this show. Catch me next time for my next episode that'll be coming up really soon. We'll be looking even further into the paranormal and the unexplainable. Thank you and God bless.